Ladies and gentlemen, fans of the Cavaliers, welcome, welcome, welcome to this week's episode of The Lockdown featuring T-Cub and The Ball Hawk. There it is. We have a special guest, superstar, Wale Reyna, former Cavalier great, has blessed us with his presence. What's good, fam?
Man, what's happening, man? Good to talk to you. You know, you a Hawk, man. Hey, glad to be here, man. No question.
No doubt.
Yeah, he a busy man, dog. It took me about a month to get him. But I know once we got him, because he's been wanting to come on. He ain't been ducking us, but he a busy.
Nah, he ain't been ducking.
You know,
y'all putting in work, man. You know, I'm like, hey, Hope, you know, I'm here, man. You know, I'm ready to get on that, talk my shit, man. We good.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. No doubt. I've been waiting because we had Dex on last week. It was off the damn chain.
No, what question. I tell you, as soon as it was over, I said, as soon as the Dex joint was a wrap, I said, dog, I'm calling Wally right now.
Yep.
I got to get him on right after Dex.
Count my two OGs, dude, man.
Yeah. Two OGs, you took me under their wing, bro.
The energy always good, man, since I met Eddie Ogden, you know, the cats we went to BA with, you know, Brooks, Dex, Pope, and Wolf, you know, energy always been live, man. So, you know, it's still the same.
Dude, I can only imagine the energy that y'all dudes had, bro. You, Dex, James, oh my God, I can't even imagine.
Yo, you know, it was beautiful from a standpoint, man, where I think like right now you got a lot of youngins, man. They follow each other. Mm-hmm. And you know, the beautiful part about that, man, each man there was his own man and we respected that. Mm-hmm. I say that because, you know, like, Hawk did his thing, I did my thing, Dex them did that thing, Pope them, but we all come together, man, when we on that field, man, you know, mm-hmm. we really want, you know, mm-hmm. we getting busy. We really mm-hmm. trying to, we punishing each other to get better, man. So mm-hmm. while we was there, man, that energy and that understanding was there on that, man. That shit was great.
Yeah, bro, dogs. Y'all had a rack of dogs, for real.
Rack of them, bro.
No question.
And if you want a dog, either your ass going to tap out or you going to become one. That was the two choices.
Yeah, no question, man. That's, you know, we used to get at practice, man. And like, look, man, you know, in practice come. Nobody care what you did last night. Nobody care how hard your test was, your school, this. We about to get busy.
Yeah.
Better have your mind right.
But see, that made the games easy, though. You know what I'm saying? When you go hard like that all week, you challenge the offense challenges the defense, you challenge each other individually, man, the game becomes so easy on Saturday. You like, man, I can't wait to get to Saturday to put some heads to bed.
Yeah, man, no question, man. And it's even more beautiful now, man, because, you know, to keep up with, you know, I keep up with all my guys, man, and see guys, you know, once we were young and then we not boys no more and turn into men, and see the, you know, the gravitational of where we going and pushing, still ascending and pushing each other, man. And you know, they got this stuff now. We ain't had like Instagram and that you can watch people and you can follow them, man, without actually being there, man. So it's good.
Thank God they didn't have it when we was coming through.
No question.
Real rap.
I would have got kicked out quick.
Oh my God.
I don't know,
but I might have been streaming on them video games though, because I was a young guru back in the day on them video games.
But you ain't telling me I used to thump him. I used to thump Og on them games.
Oh, man. No. Hey, see, we ain't gonna get started because me and him, we do this through text messages all day. So I'm gonna let you start in his bio and stuff because. Yeah, we
hey, want to see. Og, man, look, Og, Og always had a cheat code, man. Man, hey, I ain't gonna lie, man. I couldn't beat that man for nothing. I almost threw a couple of PlayStations out the window, man, because I know I got him beat, man. And you know, I'm talking my shit. He ain't really saying a whole lot, just looking at me like this, man, just beat me, man. Look, man, I'm ready to break the whole game. You understand me?
When you got an old head coming in first year dorms, talk about, man, can't none of y'all play no games. And one guy like, I don't know why. Hey. Nice. He's like, that nigga ain't nice. Give me the damn sticks. Man, well, you know what? Why ask, what time y'all at the room? I got to get my get back every day. He's trying to get his revenge.
Hey, yo, let me tell you, it was so bad. And this real talk, man. I went to the league, right? I came back. Like, yo, you still up? You know what I'm saying? Like, I got I'm dead ass. I ain't laughing. I'm like, yo, you still rocking? Because what? Yeah. But I'm like, man, I don't know, man. I couldn't do nothing with it, man. I couldn't do that with it. I'm gonna tell him that now, but he never heard that. I always talk my shit like, man, you know you couldn't beat me. That was some bullshit.
Between him and Mo, man, Big Maurice Anderson, Mo would kick me out of his room. Get the hell out!
Get out! Get out!
Get out!
That's crazy.
I'm sick of this shit. Get out!
That's so, Leo, so let's take it back to Rockingham, North Carolina, just right outside of Charlotte, right?
Yeah, man. I was only born there, man. You know, I was born there on the way to Costa Rica.
Okay.
So my peoples, man, we lived in Costa Rica, man, since my birth.
Okay.
Until I was like 11 years old.
Okay.
So I was only born there on the way going to Costa Rica. So okay. I probably never opened my eyes there, you know what I'm saying? Except in the hospital.
Okay. You know okay.
And so I lived in Costa Rica, man. My family, we lived in Costa Rica for 11 years. And, you know, we moved back to Charlotte, man. You know, my people's, you know, coming to get back on their feet, moved back to Charlotte, man. And that's why, you know, from 11 on in, that's why I grew up West Charlotte.
Okay. West Charlotte High School. What, did you play any sport other than football?
Man, look, man, what else to do but football, man?
Finally, we got a football player here that ain't claim they can play basketball.
Hold on, I ain't never claimed that.
Hey,
listen to me. Now, this is my word. Torn Jameson, he a back. Hey, I told my sons, right, on my mama, you understand me? I dropped 22 on Torn Jameson in ninth grade.
Antoine Jameson.
No question. He'll tell you that, too. Bang, on my mama.
I ain't questioning with that look in your eye.
No, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, for real, I got business. But when I got to high school, man, you got Jeff McGinnis, you got, you know what I mean, you got Tool, you got all these boys, man, that all them boys went to Oak Hill and all of them went to the league. That is Bonaparte, all them, man. They went to the league. All them boys was 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", they up over the rim. I'm like, I'm sticking with football, man.
No doubt. Well, so tell me about the teams in West Charlotte back then, because I remember we played, you know, back in my day, state playoffs. We came down to Charlotte. We had to play West Charlotte. West Charlotte was 11-0 undefeated, number 3 in the state. And we laid waste of that ass in the state playoffs, 33 goose egg. I just wanted to put that in there, you know.
What year was that?
You know, that was 1985. So that's way back. I'm an old head.
I'm gonna tell you what. I gotta research that.
Oh yeah, please.
Hey, you don't even believe.
I ain't gonna take you.
Please,
I'm not gonna just take your word for that.
Please,
you
know, dude.
You know. Everybody know the Dub, man. The Dub is known for winning. You feel me? We win regardless. We gonna wipe you, man. And that's why I wanted to go to WC, man. For one part, man, it's a historically black school. You know, you got Dudley, you got certain schools in the U.S. with that Burgundy and Gold. That's historically black schools, man. And it was a certain energy, man, that was there, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes you got bad or good, but, you know, growing up in West Charlotte, man, you know, my pops, man, you know, he bust his tail, worked his butt off, man, coming back from Costa Rica, man, starting from the ground up. You know, I rarely saw him, you feel me? So, you know, a lot of times when you grow up in the inner city, man, and in the hoods, the neighborhood, what they say, a lot of times, man, that's what grow you, you feel me? So a lot of that grew me, but I always had in the instant, my heart and my mind, man, I never want to let my parents down, you feel me?
Right.
So I always was a leader in the neighborhood. I always was a leader on the field, and I took that energy that I saw from my neighborhood and I transformed that into the field. You know what I mean? So I ain't gonna lie, man. I never thought of myself as the best athlete, but I tell you, man, I'm gonna be the toughest one, man. You never gonna outlast me. You feel me? You ain't gonna outlast me. So, you know, growing up there, man, my brother was my best friend. You know, I was I was like a wild cowboy, man. You know, you can kind of, people say you can go either way, but I always had the intellect, like, I'm getting out of here. You got to be able to use your brain to get somewhere. You feel me? And my brother, he was always taught, man, steel sharp as steel. So he always was kind of like the eyes in the back of me. You feel me? Yeah. So whatever he said, man, I kind of, because I wasn't mature enough, I, you know, when I say mature enough, man, like thought process growing up younger, you know, I was kind of like a live wire, man, like ready for anything. But my brother was my calming source, you know what I mean? My balancing source. Mm-hmm. And still to this day, man. So, you know, I give a lot of credit, man, for you know, growing up, you know, to my brother.
Shout out to Jay.
Yeah, that's dope, man. You know, and I think folks, what folks don't realize is that it takes, you make a decision. You know, when you play in high school football, because there's a lot of talented dudes out there. There's a lot of talented dudes.
Right.
But you make a choice whether you go to class and get your work or not. You know, that's a decision. You had a plan. You were focused. You had a supportive system with your family, which is, you know, really that's the backbone to a lot of great athletes, man. You know, and I think about the dudes that I played high school ball with, a lot of dudes from the projects, good dudes, right. A lot of talent, probably way more talent than me. But I made the decision to be that good student as well. So then, you know, when it came time to go to college, I had that opportunity. And a lot of those dudes didn't, you know. So I applaud you for your focus and having a plan early, because a lot of guys, they don't have that plan.
Man, I think, man, that's one reason, man, I always, you know, like my pops, man, he was the only father in the hood, right? Hmm. And the whole West Charlotte, man, you know, all the hoods, and he was the only father in the hood, even though he worked three jobs, you feel me? Mm-hmm. To make ends meet and do that. But the respect and that energy that he kind of demanded, man, to for better, you know what I mean? So every night, man, me and my brother, we used to wake up, you know, 10, 12, we used to wake up, man, baby 10, 11, 12 guys just sleeping on the floor, you know what I'm saying? Basically every night, you feel me? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, it's six of us, you know, trying to make ends meet to feed us, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, Mom Deuce always scratched it out. Well, you know, my boys, you know, they always ate. And, you know, now that I look at it, man, it was a blessing. And what they was coming to, right, it was more of the light, that love, right? Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. that they didn't have. You didn't have that in the streets. You didn't have that. So even though I'm getting up, going to school, stepping over cats, you know, they wanted that love, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a lot of that part engraved in me. Mm-hmm. And that's one reason, like, you know, help start BA Pro Elite. I never say I start anything, man, because the universe start everything, right? Mm-hmm. But they help pull that out. Mm-hmm. That it's a lot of young men, you know, they just need that. They need that hard love, man, but they need that truth. And like you just said, that's one thing I always say, man, you got to make the decision. My grandfather always say, man, you got to have this thing called gotta wanna, right? You got to have this thing called gotta wanna. If you ain't got that, man, then you ain't got nothing. You got to want to do something better. You got to want to do it, man. Your parents can't want it for you, your coach, your mentor, whatever. You got to have something deep in you that you want to do something.
Facts. Yeah. So you top 15 at prospect in North Carolina. What schools were you most interested in after your senior year?
Yo, man, I'm gonna be frank with you, man. Like, and this is true, right? I always grew up loving self. Even though you live in a harsh environment, I was taught to love self first. And so, and this is true, man. I a lot of college stuff, this and other. And I was one. I always wondered, like, why? I always growing up, man. A&T was like, where I grew up, A&T, North Carolina A&T was like the school, right? Mm-hmm. And I always wondered, like, man, why A&T not recruiting us? You know, that's all I always used to say. Mm-hmm. And I think my coach, man, great coach, man, but he hid a lot of the letters from us back in the day. I didn't know I was really getting recruited, but I knew I was going to college. My mind, I put that in the atmosphere over and over. I'm getting out of here. I'm getting my mama house. I'm getting out of here. And I knew I was going to college. I wanted A&T. I'm like, man, why A&T recruiters? But when it opened up, he gave us the letters. You know, Virginia people come down. I'm like, man, we're going to take these visits. But I said, in general, look, man, wherever I'm going, my brother going. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So if you ain't recruiting my brother, man, you know, he's my rock, man. Right now, I got to have him. Everything we done gone through, been through, man, my brother going regardless. You know what I mean? So if y'all recruiting me, I hope y'all recruit my brother too, because I ain't going.
Right.
And, you know, Florida, you have Florida. My homeboy Big Mo went to Florida, and coming out of West Charlotte, man, you know, you had Florida and Florida State they ain't come to West Charlotte. And, you know, you got big schools like Florida, Florida State coming, you know, Washington, stuff like that. I knew I wasn't going to go that far, but it's like, I was kind of amazed, like, man, you know, Florida. And my homeboy went down to Florida, but, you know, a lot of schools wanted me and my brother, but Florida didn't. So I'm like, yo, I got to mark them off the list.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
And picking a school, you know, it narrowed down to North Carolina, Clemson, and Virginia. And, for me, man, I know, mine was growing up in West Charlotte, man, I never saw an NFL player. I never came in contact with an NFL player, any of that. And, you know, my whole thing is, man, I want to be alive. I want to be a difference maker in my community when I come back, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not coming back, you know what I mean, BSing, man. I'm coming back, man, to really grab some young men and give them some of value. That's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. And when I was I was 10, 11 year old, came back from Costa Rica, and they used to bus us from school, from West Charlotte all the way over to South Charlotte. And during that time, man, it was a brother came, a career day, and the brother had on a suit. And I came and sat up in the front, and that one guy, he said he was an architect, right? Mm-hmm. And he was a brother. And he later on become the first black mayor in Charlotte history, Harvey Gantt, and he ran for senator.
Mm, okay.
And so ever since then, man, I was like, yo, I want to be architect, because I was always inquisitive, like, man, why my neighborhood look like this? And you know, the psychological aspect, but you bust me over here. So theirs look like this, theirs look like ours look like this. Why? Right? Mm. And so he broke down all these aspects as a young age to me, and I'm like, that's what I want to do. I want to be a difference maker, man. And going into the laws and bylaws and help change that, man. Mm-hmm. I was one of those kids always like, man, I want to change the world, right? Mm-hmm. But I started, you know, I started changing with self. And so, and I picked UVA, man. A lot of cats don't understand that, man. A couple of reasons, myself and my brother, both of us offered scholarship to be able to play together. And they had an excellent architecture program. And it was like, it was enough where some of the guys, you know, they're not just going to take a ride up the street. Mm-hmm. 4 hours, right? 4 hours, mm-hmm. 4.5 hours to get there. Mm-hmm. But it was still a good where I can get home and see my family, right?
Yeah.
And so we me and my brother, man, we chose UVA because Carolina was too close. We chose UVA, and that's the first thing I walked in, man. I walked in and told them, like, look, man, I'm majoring in architecture. And they was like, man, you can't do that. And I'm like, man, I'm majoring in architecture. Mm. You feel me? So I ended up getting my architect degree, man, and you know, I don't know. I mean, it's not many, you know, cats that get that job from UVA.
That's tough, bro. That's tough. I feel you on the distance from school, because I'm from Winston-Salem originally.
Oh, well, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Hey, I didn't know that. You know, all my family's from Winston.
Yeah. 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 So I went to Parkland High School in Winston.
Parkland. Okay. My cousin went to Parkland. My grandma stayed right across the street from Carver High School.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that big time rivalry,
man. You know how the world is.
I know, no doubt. So some kind of relation in that real rap.
Yeah, cause I got real a rack up there, the Razox, and I got a rack.
Good stuff. Yeah. So then you get to UVA in '95. They got two outstanding linebackers in James Farrier and Jamie Sharper, and Skeet Jones was the third man in that group.
Skeet.
You did not get redshirted. You got a little burn. You got a little burn that year, and Virginia had a really good season at 9-4. What was your thought process when you first got to UVA? Feel like you were ready? Did you feel like, man, you needed a little seasoning?
You know, man, like, you know, coming from where I'm coming from, we born ready, man. We born a star. That's something I always look like that, man. Like partners you say, man, you know, wherever we go, we play the star, man. As soon as I touch UVA, the Cassius Brooks, all them cats, and I touch that. You know, I told the cats right out of, you know, when I looked at Wells, I said, man, I'm going to be the best linebacker come out of here. And Wells looked at me and said, yeah, you haven't done anything for us.
What is your name?
Yeah, I'm like, man, because I used to say Fo-Fo, right? So, like, in the West Side of this, you know, right. They knew me like Fo-Fo. Like, they say Fo-Fo now. So I come up to school, I'm like, look, I look at Wells like, man, Fo-Fo. He's like, what have you done for us? You know, that's what Welch said. I'm like, I'm gonna be the best linebacker come up out of here. And for me, you know, this is real talk, man. Coming from West Charlotte, being at UVA, right? Everything applied, man, to really punish cat, whatever, you know, therapy. That was like my therapy. And I ain't even really think about it. Of course, you want to play, but I'm like, these cats about to feel me.
Yes,
feel me? Like, you finna feel me, cuz. Yes, like, regardless of starting, no starting, you about to feel me.
Hey, I'm going to ask you this, though. Were you allowed to hit Tiki? 4-4. Man, stop hitting Tiki.
Look, man, I was trying to bust Tiki's mouth. look, I'm going to tell you when I got up there, right? I didn't know anything about what they call it. I never been to 707. I never went to a camp.
Right.
But we get up there, man. Like my guy, Shannon Taylor, he was up there. He trying to tell me, man, I don't know nothing but one way, man. You touch the ball, I'm slamming you. You feel me? So we had the little rookie thing, whatever. I'm just slamming cats on the fence, like, man, look, we up. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's all the way I know. They talking about what they call it. Not pass game, but I forgot what they call it.
Thud.
707? Not 707. 907.
907, thud.
Now, you got thud, and then what's the one? Then you got before thud.
When you tap off, tag off.
Yeah, man, ain't tapping nothing.
Pascal.
Who he sound
Pascal.
Like, yo?
Pascal.
Who he sound like? Who said that?
Dex?
What the hell is that going to do for me?
Hey, because look, when I got up there before I met Dexco, I met Brooks now. And you know, I come in there, you know, I got my Versace on, boom, boom. And I come up in the
Right. He ain't lying.
Yeah, I come up in there, and you know, Brooks and them, they been there. So I'm new, but I'm me. So I come in, they tell me, man, look, man, pool check tomorrow. Man, who pool what? Man, who gonna get this work? For real. You know, cats come up from, they try to take the pool stick for me. Man, who gonna take the pool stick? but I tell you what, man, but you know, we formed that bond.
Right.
Dex wasn't up there because that was we had this thing called STP, man. So soon as my high school was over, I graduated the next day, I was at UVA. UVA.
Okay.
And they was like, yo, man, it's a cat like you, he get busy. They was like, it's a cat like you get busy, man. They just saying, Dex. And I ain't know. I'm like, you know, at the time, you know, you come from your little area, your hood or whatever, you like, man, ain't nobody tougher. And I'm like, yo, where you from? And they like, man, Lynchburg. I'm like, Lynchburg, man, where's that at, man? All right. You feel me? For real, I'm like, right, man, Lynchburg, right. You know, all right, whatever. So I met Dex, you know, Dex good. Good country guy, man. I love that's my brother.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we put on pads. I'm trying to knock teeth loose. And I'm diving there, you know, cat went through the hole. I'm trying to take his head off. He go left. And this my brother T Jones.
Yes.
And Dex hit him. Goodbye. Hey, I look back. I say, boy, I got a dog back here. God
Ooh.
Hey, let me tell you, man, when I knew then, I got up, he said, big boy, I told you, man, look, and that's my dude, man, because we I didn't know nothing. That's why I love college. I tell young men, get to college, man. Those are your be friends for life.
For life. Facts.
You know, and we learn about each other, how each other grew up, this, and Dex never wore no gloves, man. Like, man, I'm come from this.
No wristbands or nothing.
No wristband, nothing. Just blood raw, man. I say, good.
He made nasty look good, because we were like, man, you out here looking nasty. You ain't got nothing on your arms.
Look, man, you know the thing about football, everybody going to talk shit, do that, all that, but, man, the hearts of men going to show.
Absolutely.
And that, man, like, man, I'm out there every play trying to, I'm not trying to tackle you, man. I'm trying to hurt you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Facts.
And I got a cat back there trying to do the same, man. We finna do some damage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that dog go hunt. That dog go hunt right there, Chelsea.
Yes, sir.
They gonna be loud. They was loud doing it too.
Bro, I can only imagine, Hawk. I can only imagine.
Yo, I had never seen dudes try to get up from a tackle so fast and put that one finger up.
Hey. Yeah,
until my dog Donnie Green started beating them at their own game and stealing their tackles.
Hey, man, look, we hey, We understand, look, it's a doggy dog world. We out here. Hey, look, man, if I grab the ankle of this cat, man, hey, you see me.
It's one of the statistics. Like, hey, but, I did that. Rack him up.
D, you know, my man D Green coming out, man, he is just around the pile. He over there tomorrow. Man, hold on. We can't even get up yet.
All right, hey, we'll get to Donnie. We'll get to Donnie. That's a couple of years down the road. Let's get the night. Let's get the 96 when it was you, Potsy, and Jamie up in that joint. Ooh, bruh, what was that like?
Man, look, you know, Potts and Jamie, man, you know, they different, man. And I tell you a funny story, man, because I always played the game all out. And mm-hmm. I used to watch Sharp, man. Sharp, you know, Sharp a hell of an athlete, man. Taking them away from him, but then Sharp would be in practice. You know, he in practice, but he ain't going all out in practice. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And I'm expending all this energy, talking shit, blowing spit, and I'm like, man, you know, maybe I'll try it this way. Man, it didn't feel right. I tried it, but I wasn't getting better. So, you know what I mean? So, you know, I wasn't getting better.
Right.
But, you know, and then Potts was a great guy, man. Not going to say too much. But man, like run like a horse, you feel me? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, you know, we gonna get busy. Right. We gonna get busy. But I did try Jamie Way, man. It didn't work out for me.
You gotta be a special individual, man, to practice like that and then kill on the field.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's why, but when I'm coaching young men now, I understand that. So your play gotta speak up for that. You know, true. You might be a little diss in practice, gonna irritate me, but if you balling in the game, I ain't a lot I can say. You feel
right.
me? But that's rare. That's rare. That's
rare, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But he balled in the game.
I think, man, too, man, you know, I want to give a lot of credit out to my dog, Skeet Jones, man. Because like he I still talk to Skeet, I need to call him, man, but they make me room with him. I don't know why. You know what I mean? Okay. They're like, man, you gotta but they was like, man. They told Skeet, man, you got to take him up under your wing. You got to get him right. I don't know. They must have thought I was going to get not going to do well at Virginia. I don't know why.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
But, you know, Skeet, man, a very intelligent brother, man. You know, we got two majors there, you know, pushing on the field. So he was always spitting that knowledge, man, which I appreciate that. I always appreciate that. And so I always try to do that to the younger guys. I never did, you know, that rookie haze and all that because I wasn't going to do it. So I'm not going to do it to other guys. And I was always trying to make sure guys, you know, do their work. You know, cats see me, they be like, oh, they thought WOW was wild, man, but I'm getting my degree in architecture. You feel
right, me? Right.
And I never knew that. That's crazy, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Because what he just said, you really do think he's just a wild dude because he just straightforward and he intense. But we never thought about, like he said, we went our separate ways unless we started hanging out. But when we went our separate ways, we all thought that, man, why just, you know, shooting the shit probably ain't doing nothing, but he cut that switch off.
Yeah, no question. Duality, man. You know what I mean? And, you know, like, man, the city taught us that, man, because you got to be able, you always own, man, but you got to be able to maneuver while everything going on wild around you. So, That was my nature to understand that, man. Why it's party is this is that, man. I gotta get everything done to get from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm. Facts, bro. That's the only way to go at it, bro. You look. I wish I would have came to school acting a fool. My mom would have drove them 3 hours so quick, bro. In the wrath.
You know, man. I'm not gonna say acting a fool, man. It was a different and Capone contest that, man. Cause they used to try to call the house and like calm down, man. But you gotta understand, like, why. And this one thing I preach, not even preach, I teach young men, man, to stand on your truth at all times. Yeah. Right? Mm. Where I'm from, you know, I had gold teeth in my mouth, whatever. But that don't make me, you know, nothing less or you think worse of me, right? Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when I came to UVA, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, man, I came there. You know, I'm from the hood. I'm from the city, man. So I got Versace, I got silk shirts, whatever. And they like, man, this at UVA. Like, what's going on? I'm like, man, this me. You know what I'm saying? It's always been me. Like, I'm not the dude to tuck my tail or change up just because you feel uncomfortable. And you know, I live my whole life like that. Mm-hmm. And you know, I try to teach young men, you know, to stand on their truth. Right, you're telling your truth.
Yeah.
As long as you pushing forward and trying to ascend, right? Mm-hmm. I'ma always help you, and the universe will always back you. And like for me, man, I never at UVA or even in the city, man, whatever. I always wanted good for myself and the man that looked like me, you know, and the opposite people. So I never truly try to do no harm to anybody, but just on that football field like therapy. So the universe always backed me on my truth, man. You know, I wear the gold chains and Capone, like, calm it down. I'm like, calm, what are you talking about? Calm it down. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You feel me? I'm like, man, this me, baby.
Yeah.
You got to deal with it. So, you know, I'm getting my architect degree. And not right before George Welch died, he said, "Wally, oh, I never knew that." I said, "But see, Welch, you can't stereotype people based on how they play the game."
And one of my favorite quotes is, "To thine own self be true." You know what I'm saying? And that thing right there, you know, it's funny, man. As I'm listening to you, bro, you know, coming from Winston Salem. Coming to Virginia, bro, I was 164 pounds, soaking wet. I came in there with the plaid Bermuda shorts, pink shirt, sunglasses, you know, because I'm just Leo, I'm a country dude from North Carolina, but this is my flavor, this my swag. I came in talking so much trash, and we on that scout team the first year. I mean, Wally, we killing them. We killing them. They're like, Christ, quit hitting the receivers, Covington. Come on.
Take the pads off. Who was I talking to about that? Oh, you know what? I ran into Sherman as a camp, man. And, you know, we'd be like, man, look, we tied this. All right, man, we're finna turn up. We're not gonna hit the date, but we're finna make them take these pads off. Ba-bow, kabob, stop hitting. Take the pads off. Take them off.
Take them off.
You're going to hurt somebody. We're not going to be able to play. Take them off.
Love it. I love it. Okay, so then 97 rolls around. It's you, Byron Thweet, and Wally Elegbe.
Well, you know, man, I'm going to tell you.
Malik Yoba.
What cats don't realize, though, you know, like, I was actually starting beside my brother, but my brother tore his ACL.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
He did.
My brother tore his ACL. And the universe don't make mistakes, you feel me?
Right, true.
Me and my brother was opposite. I always say my brother's a better linebacker than me. But then he tore his ACL, man. And he always been the one to pick me up. He always been the one to have my back. And it was, you know, it was time for me to have his back. And I didn't really know how to do it. I didn't know how to do it because all I knew was football and just like that, you know, my brother and, you know, where we from, I'm like, man, we still here. But like me, I'm going to tell you the truth, man. I never thought about going to the NFL, not until Posse and Sharper went, right? Mm-hmm. And people were like, man, you got a shot to play in the NFL. I just wanted to live and survive. I used to pray, man, when I was in high school, just like, man, just don't let me live, right? Let me live. Let me and my brother live. And getting to college, man, I was like, I'm here. You know what I mean? I can play this game, whatever, man. I'm here, man. I'm alive. And I never thought about going to the NFL. But on the other part, my brother did. Mm-hmm. He thought about the league, this, a lot. And, you know, the universe never make mistakes. So when he got hurt, you know, I was just like, man, you know, we good. But he suffered like a lot of young men when football is over, whether you get hurt, don't go to NFL or you got to hang up the cleats. There's a psychological and emotional trauma that one goes through.
Yeah.
You know, even more when you get hurt. Yeah. And as a young man, man, I wish I would have been there for him a lot more. You feel me? But, you know, like I said, he's good now, man. But, you know, that 97 season that really kind of took me, you know, I was ascending and he was hurt and he was my biggest fan. I felt like I should have been there more for him, you know what I mean, from an emotional standpoint.
Gotcha.
And to speak about his brother Jay and ACL. So when his brother had his ACL surgery, I think it was like late October, probably around November, or either he had something else done to his knee. I ended up tearing my ankle up versus Maryland, and we was in Dr. McHugh's house together after our surgeries, and we spent probably like 5 or 6 days laid up. And just talking to his brother, man, that's what kind of really drew me to them, because, you know, talking to his brother, because I was scared a while. Like, I thought he was crazy. But talking to Jay, I was like, oh, he's like, man, my brother ain't like that, dog. Like, that's just a switch on the field. Like, stop being scared, nigga. Stop being scared. Like, that dude crazy, bro. Like, that's your brother. You don't have nothing like him. He was like, nah, that's just a switch. Don't let that fool you. You're a good dude.
So, right.
That's now, my tough. Brother, man, you know, that's my dude, man. That's my, you know, in through life, man, I always can depend on him. And, I can also, I can pick up the phone and call Hulk, man, and all these guys. Mm-hmm. But, like, my brother, man, my blood, man, we've been through life and death situations, been through a whole lot, man. I'm blessed to have them here, man. I'm going to text him at the desk, man, just thank him. You feel me? Because, mm-hmm. He helped raise me, man. Like, even though we ain't about a year and a half apart, you know what I mean? Like, without him, man, I know I wouldn't have been here. It's tough to say that, but I know, man. And that's why I'm so hard and in the inner city, man, for young men to make, formulate these right decisions. Because, right. I leaned on my brother a lot. Like, man, I'm going to go balls out. And, my brother going to make the right decision for me. You know, whatever he say, I'm going to do it. But, like he can always, cover that. So, I try to make young men get conscious early, man, of their true self. Mm-hmm. So, and I know we're on this show, but, a lot of things I'm not really proud of as a young man, growing up in the city that I did, even though I'm still here, but some of my other counterparts, my people are not here. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
As you get older, man, that's the one thing that your soul got to bear down on.
Right. What summer was it? Or when was it? What year was it? Did you go home and you were driving your mom's whip and somebody shot through the windshield?
Man, I'm going to tell you, man, and myself and my brother, man, I've been through a lot of that, man. And by witnessing that, it's always something greater. The universe never make mistakes, man, because, not just my mother car, my car got, hit like 11 times or so. And I'm still here, mm-hmm. 97, going to my 90, going to 98, that year. And it was, like I said, the universe don't make mistakes, man. Cause my brother, man, he was at the time starting to go backwards, right? Going mm-hmm. backwards in the thinking of where you don't want, like, where we come from, going mm-hmm. backwards, even though we was at school, because football was taken away. And that's why I say, man, emotionally, I wasn't there for him. And I kept saying, man, what you talking about, man? Like, I wasn't used to that, because he was always used to giving me advice, and I got to give him advice, and it was opposite. But the universe don't make mistakes. Where a couple of times, we go home, and, he had to bear witness that, man, we was in a better place at UVA. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just one time, I can name several times, but just one time, I was always the one out, and a couple of my guys was coming to get me. And I want to make this clear, like, I grew up in Sandhurst. I wasn't travel from out here to go to the hood or whatever, but I grew up in Sandhurst apartments. And cats was coming to get me. I was always out, go out, and I went there. So my brother was there, so he jumped in the car. And so, he got in the car, man, and they went up to the street, they called it a block, and it was three of them in the car. And he was in the back seat of a two-door Jeep. And, long story short, man, the driver, man, got hit in the head. And, I saw my whole career, I saw my whole everything, gone, because, man, I could never think about living without my brother. You feel me?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I told my mother and my father, like, listen, if my brother's not here, what I mean? Like, I'm not coming back home. I'm not coming back home. You feel mm-hmm. me? So,
right.
That's real.
But that right there, from the universe standpoint, he understood, man, like, I got to change my thinking, positive for, football, not everything, this, that, and the other. It's a lot of instances like that, but that was the main one, man, that kind of put, in that 97 year, mm-hmm. It kind of like I got my brother back, right? Mm-hmm. Going, he was digressing mm-hmm. To a point where, I didn't know what to do.
Right.
But the universe brought him back. I got him back, and he started concentrating on his schoolwork. And, you know, he still loved football, but, you know, he was my biggest cheerleader. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you, bro, it's like you played for him that 97 year, though, brother, because you went the hell off. 119 tackles, 9 sacks. And hold up, can we talk about the damn Clemson game? Who in the hell tackled somebody 21 damn times with 15 solos? What in the hell?
Oh, we heard about what that was the year. Was Horn still there that year when we went down there?
Man, I know Raheem Abdullah was down there.
Abdullah was there.
Yeah, they had some good players, man, and. All I know, man, all I just knew was run and hit, man. And, you know, I got to beat 3 to the ball, man. You feel me?
You know, man,
like, for real, man, I, everybody has their own story.
Yeah.
And for me, man, like, growing up in West Charlotte, man, me and my brother always, we brought our play to, we always say, bring the hood together. You know, when cats had beef with this, man, we used to say, man, come watch us play. Mm. And they used to walk down the street, man, and cats used to come watch, you know, whatever they didn't do, we did it on the field, and they respected that, and it was like them playing. And, so in 97, man, like my brother not being there, it was like, yo, he hear me. I'm going.
Yeah,
you
know? Facts. So, facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Y'all crime stoppers, basically, man.
Yeah. No doubt.
What y'all play on the field, the homies from the hood stay true on the strength of y'all.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I tell young men, like, you don't really understand your power, man.
Yeah.
You understand your power, man. You can bring people together.
True.
Just off your energy, right? Mm-hmm. What you do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of times you come from the city, man. You got old people. That's what they live their life, to come see you play high school. And you out here half-stepping, playing around, not doing nothing. You know what I mean? Give it all you got, man. They feel that. That energy spreads through the fans and everything, man. So, man, do that. You know what I mean? So. Yeah. That's what we did.
Mm-hmm. As we roll into 98, your last year, you, Donnie Green, and Thweet holding that linebacker situation down. And you guys started out that season great. 5-0, y'all balling, lose a close game to Georgia Tech. Y'all head into NC State 5-1, and you lose Cap. How did that impact you, bro, when you saw that brother go down?
Man, that Maryland game, man, it was tough, man, because, you know, I speak about brothers, but I call him my brother, man, because he got the same energy, the same passion. And you see him down, like, man, you should Cap gonna get up.
Yeah.
And I came over there, he said, Big Y, I'm gone, man, it's gone. In my brain, I'm like, man, nah, you good? Come on, get up, Dex. I said, get up, man. Man, watch this. It's blown, man. It's gone. You know, I was like, damn. And, you know, he got up, got off the field, man. That's the type of man that he is. Mm-hmm. Got up, blew out everything, man. And, like, I had to try to snap myself back in. That, like, damn. Like, because you think, I see him, I see me. And I'm like, man, you know, that can be me. That can be me. Mm-hmm. And I always, you know, just like him, like, man, I want to do this for my mom. I want to do this for my family, man. Mm-hmm. And it was emotional. And I had to call the plays. So I had to keep saying, man, like, damn, you know, universe don't make mistakes. I had to keep talking to myself, you know, because I feel my brother over there. I can't even really talk to him. And I can't really, I can't feel his pain right now. I can't absorb that. I got to lead these cats. I got to keep going. And I just kept saying, the universe don't make mistakes. That's going to be all right. That's going to be all right. And so, you know, I mean, that was a blow to the whole team, man, because, mm-hmm. you know, I never seen, you know, I want to say from all my guys, man, you know, that I came across, you know, Cab, Brooks, all these guys, man, that's the beautiful part about college and growth. Like, mm-hmm. I took something from all those guys. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Mm-hmm. They helped make me the man I am. And I'm not gonna lie, man, he the one, he kind of opened me up. You know, you come from West Charlotte, you haven't done a whole lot, haven't seen a whole lot, a lot of haven't seen you. And, you know, Dex, you know, coming from a different environment, but tough as nails, good guy, I learned how to, you know, speak to people. I learned mm-hmm. communication. I learned how to really get in front of the camera, you know? And, you know, I tell them guys that they laugh, but they don't understand, like, man, I'm always learning. And I was learning from him, you know, I learned that from him. And so I was like, yo, I got to up the ante. You know what I'm saying? My dog, he ain't got nobody back there. Like my brother, you know, when I was growing up, man, it was my safety net. I ain't got no safety net no more. I ain't got Dex back there. So my tackle count went up. I had increased intensity. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? To do everything for the love of the game, but always for a purpose, man. And, you know, I got my brother, you know, he's not playing, whatever, but he's good. But then Dex hurt. You know, I dedicated, you know, the rest of that. He was hurt, man. Like, I got to pick it up, man. I'm going to dedicate to him because he's dead. I know he want to be out here. He on the sideline. I got to give him everything that we always do, even more. You feel me? So.
Yeah, bro. You definitely picked up your intensity. You averaged 15 tackles a game when after Dex went down them last four games, bro. You finished with 134 tackles in 98, bro. I mean, damn. First team All-ACC. You, bro, you know, I just became a fan of you even again because just knowing the type of man that Dex is, following his career, watching you guys play back then, I didn't know the relationship that you guys had. Wow. But you remind me so much of Dex with your intensity. So I'm like, boy, these are two dogs I would have loved to been on the field with because I'm talking shit playing corner every week. I'm talking so much shit, and bro, you know, but you know, my thing is, if you're gonna talk that shit, you got to be able to back it up, you know. Man. And every Saturday, you could best believe I'm backing it up.
Hey, look, man, we're gonna talk shit, blow spit, man. You know, that cat, man. Like I always, my whole life, man. Besides my brother, never needed nobody to pick me up, and we lost that Georgia Tech game, right? And, you know, we was winning. I mean, I'm out there, man. I don't know what happened, but I was kind of in a fall. And, you know, they come, man, come on, big boy. You know, I need you, man. What's going on? I need you. Come on, snap out of it. You know what I'm saying? Where nobody else would come to me and be like, man, you know, come on, man, I need you. Mm-hmm. And so I always respected that about Dex, man, to be, because a lot of times, man, like, you know, I'm a leader in my own self, but, you know, leaders recognize leaders. So they always, you know, you don't just say, oh, nah, he okay. Or this, I don't know what had happened or whatever. You know, college go through a lot, but he's like, man, I need you right now. I need you. Like, you ain't playing with it like I know you play. So I'm like, I gotta snap out of it. But that helped me snap out of it. And you know, you need that. You know, that type of brotherhood you need, man. Like
for sure.
I'm willing to lay it all out every damn snap for my men's and them.
Yes, sir. You know? Yes, sir.
And a lot of cats don't do that, man. With social media and all this now, everybody playing for self.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
You know, shit, sometimes, man, I ain't gonna lie, man, we used to play, I didn't even know the score of the game. We used to be so amped and so hyped, just trying to be greedy, man, get the tackle, knock this guy out, whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't even know the score of the game. We went to the Costco Bowl in 96. Hell, I thought we won. But we was just hitting so hard, man, and talking so much shit. I ain't lying. I thought we won, man.
And what you do when Dex broke your teal green jaw at the goal line, dog?
Man, listen, man, let me tell you something. You know, college, pro, whatever, man, Dex probably the best player I ever played with. I say that, you know, because of the passion, because, you know, just a good athlete, but that passion, man, and coming down from that safety spot, man, he trying to knock your soul out. And we playing the Conquest Bowl, that's Edgerrin James, all them. You know, it was basically like when we got there, it was like, man, this the new UVA. We love UVA, you know, we good student this, man, but we on this field. Yo, this the new UVA.
Yeah.
So, you know, we talking shit, man. You know, we going on their sideline, Florida State, whatever. We on their sideline. And we played, who that? The Conquest Bowl. We played, who there?
Miami.
They played Miami.
Yeah.
So we saw them out. And we talking, man. We got into it. Got a little, you know, little scuffle, little talk. So before the game, we amped. You know, first play, they blitzed me. I hit Edgerrin James, man, 3 yard low, smacked him in the mouth. Bam. Me and Dex out there trying to get, you know, we getting busy. They get out on the goal line, throw a little slant. I mean, this ain't number about 4 yards, man. This is how much power this man got. We probably on the two. Dex probably in the middle of the damn end zone. Man, he threw a slant. Dex took like 2 steps, hit him. And it said, bah! And, you know, he lands your tail land down and say, I'm, you know, I got over him like what I told, I'm talking shit to him. And so then he still said, so I'm waiting like, man, y'all better come get this guy. He done had a heart attack or something. I did not know. Man, Dex broke that man's jaw, man.
Broke his
jaw. Broke his jaw.
Yep.
Took like 3 steps and hit him and broke his jaw, man.
Hey, but look, I can't let Wah just give flowers to somebody else. Wah, we gotta go back because we talking about 98 when we went down to Auburn.
Oh, yeah.
And how you was ready to bite everybody's face off in the show. Because you even shared it on Instagram. And Henry Coley was like, he hit me like, yo, goddamn, dog. Why was that? I said, dog, that was light, actually, for Wah. Even though he was smacking cats that game. But that Auburn game, nobody gave us a chance going on there on a Thursday to beat them. And them fools was everywhere, dog.
Yeah, man, like UVA, man. Like, it was, you know, 98, our senior year, this. Not just that, man. We grew together. Right.
Right.
We grew together, So we made this pact, like, man, we ain't going home. Ain't nobody going home, man. I won't go home anyway. But it was like, man, nobody going home. Me, Patrick Kearney, Dingle, Dex Brooks, all of we stayed up there for a summer. And I just remember, man, like that spirit, like, man, we finna hurt somebody. Cause I remember one time we did triceps, man, you know, just into submission. When I say submission, where I couldn't even move my arms. Yeah, I couldn't even move my arms, man, and put them on my head the next day, next 2 days. I couldn't do it. And it was all of us just going, just giving that spirit like, yo, it can't nobody beat us. This our year. So I knew, I ain't watched no news or nothing, but I knew we about to go down here, right? We about to watch these cats. We about to watch them, man. They can't beat us. We about to watch them. And we went down there, man, and all my whole thing, like, yo, man, look. Who gonna set it off? And that was my thing, man. Cause growing up, we had this cat came down from Brooklyn, man. You know, he had the all gold fronts back in the day. We was youngest, and he always say, man, yo, if I set it off, who gonna set it off? And so I always say, man, look, I'm gonna set it off. And you know, Threesa, man, my dog, man, hey, he got busy. I'm like, yep. Threesa, hey, big contact, baby. Big contact every play. Make them feel you. Big contact, man. Big contact.
The Scythe King.
No matter what the score is, baby, big contact.
For all the listeners, we call this sicing. I'm going to sice my brother, or they say now, battering the back. But battering the back, that's a little softer. Sicing is you really believe in your bro and you getting the best to come out of him. When you put a battering in somebody back, you're trying to get them to be something they not. So they would sice each other because they knew, like, yo, come with me. And the other dude would see you, be like, all right. And then the next dude be like, oh, I'm coming too.
No,
and that's
we coming.
How they was. That's how they was that whole year.
Swarming. We coming, man. Like, listen, we coming, man. Big contact. D Green, everybody, man. Get a piece.
Three pops, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? D Green, I love that dude, man. He brought another different energy, man. You know. We always had linebacker night. He never did linebacker night, but that's my dude. We on the field, man. Like he brought that energy. That's what you need to play football in general. You gotta love the game.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, I'm like, hey, D Green, you ain't gonna beat me this ball, man. You ain't beat me this ball. And Threesa, big contact. So it spread it. So I make a play, the one of them gonna make a play. So we out there trying to outdo each other. And I'm out there trying to really hurt that ball carrier. We're gonna get this working.
That's a fact.
Wow. So Hulk, you gotta get into the story about the bear.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Nah, don't say nothing. So my
they don't know nothing about this, Hulk.
So my first year, right? I'm coming from Hampton High. I'm getting acclimated to UVA, and it's the first day of pads. And we getting our laundry bag. So first year's we there first. So the OGs, the old heads coming later. So Wah come, he turned me and Womack and Tyree Form. He like, hey, if you see me fighting the baby bear, help the baby bear. Cause when I get these things on them, these teams right here, it's over. And I look at Tyree, I said, yo, is he serious? Womack being who he is, hey. You ain't got to worry about no goddamn baby bear. We got pads on today. Why take his massages off? Look, says, oh,
hey, Dex, we got one over here. And everybody came over, signed us up. But I'm just like, yo, he just said he's going to beat up a baby bear, and we got to help the bear. You think I want to go in front of that today?
Hey, man, you know, hey, it's funny because it's a brother up in Rich, so my got my cousin of younger guys, and we always scream, help the bear.
Help the right? bear.
And they got like a t-shirt out, but cats don't understand, that was back, what, 97, man, Hulk. Yep. I saw a story, and I'm going to tell you the story I saw. I was watching something. It was a black bear ran up on, you know, somebody, and the kid was there. And so, you know, I didn't know much about animals too much, but I know the mama, you know what I mean, basically, man, smacked the bear around. Just a lady smacked the bear around to get away from the, and the bear ran. And I told, and I was like, and they was like, it was a 225-pound bear. Now, here I am in 98, 235, right? I'm like, man, a 220-pound, and I told Hart, I said, man, look, 220, he don't stand a chance. He don't stand a chance.
Yo, he's still dead-ass serious right
now. Yes.
Like, you know, he might get a hand. I'm going to win. I'm going to win, though.
No, he got paws, man, not hands. He got paws.
Yeah, but he might get my hand, but I promise you, I'm going to win. I'm going to be up, and he's going to be gone.
If people saw Wally hands, though, they'll understand why he's so confident, because he got mitts for hands. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, dog. Like, this dude used to say that, look, he got Versace's own silk shirts. The day he came in the locker room singing some goddamn on Lauryn Hill, I was like, this dude singing R&B? Oh, hell no. I'm
Lauryn Hill, man. You know, back in the day, Hulk, man, it was at the Fugees, man. They 96, 97, 98. They was on fire, man.
No, but see, why was my dude? Because
Hulk did. Like, man, what?
Because why my guy? Because I love Tupac, right? So the first time I got in the Green Pathfinder, he was pumping the Machiavellis, and I looked at him like, oh, we going to be all right, because all I listen to is Tupac. Then out of the blue, this fool come in singing some Lauryn Hill. Her album just dropped. You know, she won all those awards. Misunderstand. Yo, when he was singing that, he messed me up, because I won't sing R&B back then. You know what I'm saying? I was straight Tupac.
You know, and look, I might have just got off talking to a young lady, man. You know how UVA was, man. So,
yes, sir.
You
know,
I was going to pool check him that day. He was in a good mood. I'm going to pool check him. Let me get that shit.
You stupid.
Hey, but I ain't going to lie, man. We had a good time, man. I don't understand how cats, college is the best time of my life.
Absolutely.
You know, playing in the league and stuff, because brothers were who they really are. You know, you start getting in the league, you know, money get involved, Des, you know, I had a lot of, you know, I got in scuffle with a lot of guys, but they weren't true. You know, in college, man, you your true self, you know, you know, I enjoyed it. It's beautiful. And I push every young man to get there. You know,
hey, why? Did it ever pop in your head to leave early before the 98 season?
You know, man, like for real, I didn't really know much about leaving early, man. My whole thing was going to get this degree.
Okay.
And, because, man, the thing about it, like I said, I never knew a lot of guys that went to the league, but I saw Sharpen them gold, and they said, you got a shot. So I just played the game, not really trying to think about it.
Yep.
I got there with the intent of, man, getting this degree, man, as a young man to get an architect degree. So, you know, I was like, man, I'm going to get this degree, and then I'm up, and then let's do it.
Yeah man, you try to tell young dudes, man, Look, just play on Saturdays, because you can control Saturdays. If it's destined for you to go to the league, that shit going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Your play going to speak for itself. But don't come thinking that's the end and be all, and that's all you thinking about every Saturday, because you're not going to enjoy being out there with those dudes.
Yeah. I think that's like you said, that's the problem right now with the young guys, man. And that creates self, right?
Yeah.
We played as a team, man, you know, man, like, 98, Hulk caught that. We was down. I don't know what we was down in.
32, something like that?
But, dog, we never thought we was going to lose. Every game we was in, we never thought we was going to actually lose. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Covenant was the coach's fault. We was up 21 points, right?
Yeah.
They just wanted to throw the ball, run the ball, which messed us up. But regardless of that. But we never wanted to let each other down. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a fact.
And I don't know if a lot of guys got that no more, man. Like, Hulk ain't never want to drop a ball or run the wrong route, because he know, man, like, we was tight, man. We was tight knit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Who's our biggest? Who's each other? Like a lot of times you see it in today's game, man. And I don't know, you know, what they do and what they told, but we got up to watch them on defense. And I remember catching balls on the sideline, and they'd be the first ones like, "Kill him, AD up. He killing you." You know, like they were talking for us, and we was talking for them. So it was that unified front, man. That like he said, like, you love competing with them dudes. Like, you went to war in practice, but that camaraderie we had, hanging out, shooting the shit, like, to this day, man, we could just – I could just text him, and we could just pick up on a conversation 6, 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing.
Man, you know, it's like you say, man, it's the closest thing to war, man, so I know that man's heart. And when you go to war with a cat, man, you know, football, whatever, even the cats that go to war, you know, man, you know that man heart, and yo, you it's nothing can replace that. You can't replace that, man.
True. So then, 99, you are a fourth round pick of the Cleveland Browns.
Dog pound.
You get to Cleveland, the dog pound.
That's why he love LeBron. Go ahead. I didn't mean cut y'all. Go ahead.
The Cleveland Browns, you led the team in tackles as a rookie at 136 tackles. Bro, you came in putting in work, bro. Putting in work. How was that first year for you in the league?
Man, I knew I was going to get drafted. You know, I told my, you know, I got a strong spirit. They call, you know, they say you got a lot of energy this, but my spirit is strong. And I'm really just now in tuning in it. But it was draft day, whatever, and I went to sleep that night, the first day. Went to sleep, woke up, you know, I'm told my partner, my brother, I'm like, yo, I'm getting drafted, man. I had the clear dream. I was playing, and my pop saying, well, what helmet, what was on the helmet? And I was like, yo, it wasn't nothing on the helmet, but I was playing, I know I'm getting drafted. So I get drafted by the only team that ain't got nothing on his helmet, Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. That's powerful.
Yeah. And, so I got drafted, man, and I went to work because all I knew was work, man. All I knew was, I'll beat everybody. You know, it wasn't no – I didn't think about no money. I didn't think about nothing, but, man, these cats going to feel me early, right? So I went up there, you know what I mean? I ain't even – if cats don't know this, I knew I was graduating. Like, I never need to pass on the back, right? I'm like, yo. This for my mom and them, my pops and them. So I went up there. I ain't even come to the graduation. I'm like, yo, send me my thing. Because I knew I was graduating.
Right.
So I went up there, stayed up there, mini camp, soaked it up, got it in. And, you know what I mean? Really, man, trying to punish cats out there. Like, and I was backing up Chris Spielman at the time. And we always keep saying the universe don't make mistakes. And it was in practice, man, probably the second week of practice. They ran an ISO. And Spielman been in the league for a long time. He had a little neck injury. Mm-hmm. Fullback ran in there, bow, and Spielman was down. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn, I hope, you know, he can get up, this, that, and the other. And he, you know, like not in less than 2 days, he's like, yo, I'm retired. You know what I'm saying? And they was like, Rainer, you know, they already liked me. I was getting busy anyway. They was like, man, you in. You know what I mean? You the starter, man. And unless you got to prove it. You already proved it. You the starter. Go get it. So nothing changed, man. Like, my work ethic never changed. The only thing in the league that changed, man, is that I always been a free man, right? I always stood on all 10, regardless, no matter who, no matter what. And you can never dangle nothing over me to make me change up. And so we got coaches that tried to manipulate me to do different stuff. And I'm like, nah, we're not doing that. Mm-hmm. So then I end up getting traded and, you know, 0-2 and stuff like that, man. But I love my time in the league, man. So regardless, league, no league, college, man, I always stood on these 2 feet.
Yeah. But you had an excellent career, though, bro. I mean, you know, 2,117 tackles, 2,182 tackles. Then they trade you to Jacksonville. You know, you started 14 or 16 that year, and your middle linebacker, you had 92 tackles. I mean, you know, bro, you ball the hell out, bro, for 7 years, man. And, you know, a lot of folks, you know, they can't say that. Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped over Detroit.
Yeah.
Detroit, you signed for 2003 to 2005 at 69 tackles in 3 years. Strong 7-year career, bro. You finished your NFL career with 525 tackles, 4 sacks, 1 interception. Bro, that's a great career. But most impressive out of all the things that you did with your prowess on the field, 2001 NFL Man of the Year Award for your work, the United Way. That right there, fam, you know, is getting shit done, both on and off the field. So, bro, I applaud you for that. And I just want our fans to know, you know, the work that you have put in. So you put your money where your mouth is for sure when you talk about impacting your community.
Yeah, man. 2001, man, you know, I'm a long story short, man, and I always say universe don't make mistakes, man. Even in 99, right, I was starting in the NFL, and I remember, you know, I was going to, you know, you young, coming from the city, and I stayed in an apartment. And got my mother in my house, and I stayed in an apartment. I was going to the mall, and I was buying bags. I had bags, couldn't even sit down. And then probably like the third week or fourth week, and I came in, I was like, man, I just felt empty. Like, man, something different. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not different, but I feel like it should be more. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, you always get on the horn. You call Mom Duke. I call Mom Deuce. And I was like, listen, it feel like, you know, I'm starting. I'm a rookie. I'm starting in the NFL. I can go buy whatever I want. Like, I don't feel like, it feel like it should be something more. And she was like, baby, you know, you need to get back to your roots. That was what she said. And at the time, I had a Hummer, man. I drove down to Superior Avenue to the Boys and Girls Club. And I just parked, and I was just watching the little youngins, man. And they ran to the car like, man, I know you, this, that, and the other. And the leader or whatever came over. He was like, man, you mind talking to our group? And at that time, I've never talked to the youth before. Mm-hmm. And just going through a lot growing up, I became what become cold-hearted, right? When they say cold-hearted, mean like I wasn't able to really receive love or express love in a manner, you know, with other people. Mm-hmm. And I told a dude, like, I don't know what to say. He was like, man, just tell him how you got to where you are right now. So it was a group of them sitting down on the hardwood, man, and I just started talking to them, right? And at that moment, you know, I'm looking in their eyes and looking at me, and I kind of went off in a trance, and I would just start speaking. And they was looking at me like absorbing it in, but at the same time, they was feeding me. Mm-hmm. They was feeding me. Mm-hmm. And that actually opened my heart back up, man, to where I can actually see and feel and kind of where I am right now. Mm-hmm. And that's when I first started, you know, Wally's World and getting inner city kids and kids to come see the games and speak to them about, you know, everything in life issues about being yourself, being true, you know, making dreams and goals and all that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that was the moment right there, man, that kind of, you know, put me on, you know, made me into more of a man, opened my heart up and everything. So it was good.
That's dope.
Mm. That's dope. Well, that segues nicely into, you know, what you're doing now. You know, to tell the fans, I know mentorship is a big part of what you do. So tell our fans what you're into now, brother.
You know, everybody call it, you know, being a mentor, being a role model, man. I call it being a real model, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not perfect, nor am I perfect, but I'm always striving and ascending, man. And you know, I never say that I start anything because, you know, something's already been here before. The universe may help guide you to it. But like B.A. Paulie came about, man, just like, you know, you guys together, it's not about one guy. You know, I see a lot of guys, you know, go to NFL, NBA, whatever, and they have a Wally Rainer camp. And you know a guy, you know, he grew up down the street from you or something, and then he'll have, you know, Joe Smoke camp. Mm-hmm. But these guys never come together to throw anything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it was on a concept of like, look, unity, you know, drop the egos. Everybody's one. So when you say you won, man, everybody working towards the same goal, man, or really pulling up the youth, because it ain't about neither one of us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I just kind of help try to catapult that. And I get out of, you know, I do the work, man. I do the work, man. I'm in the city. You know what I mean? I'm everywhere where the youth at, man, really giving them, you know, my life story, you know, the ups and downs of that, and, you know, football, the good part, the bad part about it, and so they can formulate and make good decisions, you know, mm-hmm. real decisions, mm-hmm. you know. And so, you know, we in the city, man. We in the city, we in the country, we everywhere, man, with a youth at, man, to make them run this dual path, the duality, basic duality of man, man, which you got to have, man, to survive out here in life in general.
That's dope. That's dope, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, just seeing all that why I do, and he just don't limit it to the youth, because, I mean, I'm 41 years old, and he always dropping some jewels for me, sharing videos, opening my eyes, enlightening me. He's still encouraging me to stop eating meat, but I'll get there sooner or later. Hopefully, he letting the boys eat. Nah, I ain't going to say that, because that ain't
The boys eat some meat, man. You know, we like where you are right now, you know, as far as, you know, tuning in yourself, man, and running and getting that, filling your own cup up. Everybody fill their own cup up. You know, we weren't like that as young. So we got to meet the youth where they are.
Where they are, right? Absolutely.
And a lot of times, brothers, man, and people, they meet people, try to go back and meet the youth where they are right now. No, you got to meet the youth where they are.
Right.
That's how you'll ever see them grow.
Facts.
That's the same thing we got to do with people. You know, you can't, because we moved up, you know, better ourselves, you know what I mean, emotionally, psychologically, all of that. You know, you might have somebody down in the slump. You can't meet them where you are. You got to meet them where they are.
Yeah.
And help bring them up. So, yeah. But it's good, though, because, like, I talk, you know, listen, seeing Hulk, and I send his stuff out to other people. Like, look what they're doing in the community, bringing people together. This.
Yep. So I'm always absolutely
bringing people together, you know, starting the narrative of doing great things, man. Because we ain't got but one life, man.
True. Yep. True.
True.
Well, Wally, we're going to have to get together and do some things, man, because I have a underdog movement, man, that's really focused on rallying our youth, man, and bring, you know, provide mentorship, pathways to success, really helping them discover their passion, their purpose, you know, and bringing that entrepreneurial spirit to life, man. Because I always say, if we want to affect change, then we got to invest in our youth. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's just, as I listened to you, man, I was just like, wow. I said, just you overcoming the things that you've overcome in your life. You have what I call the underdog mentality. You know, the underdog mentality strives for greatness and possesses a perseverance to overcome any obstacle while refusing to be outworked. You know what I'm saying? And I think all of us have an underdog story to tell. And there's something, there's so much catharsis in us sharing those stories, because just as you rolled up on the set and talked to those kids, didn't know what you wanted to say, but God already had a plan for you, and he was going to work that out. And you are the vessel for him. You know, them hearing that, bro, you might have saved a child's life that day just because you talking about what you have had to overcome. You know, you never know who's listening. A kid may be struggling, rough situation at home, you know, trying to run from gangs, and, you know, hearing your story can uplift him and help him find his greater self. And so I think we all, you know, when we had Ray Roberts on, man, it's really about us all coming together, man. And Hawk and I are very serious about, you know, these youth and mentoring these young men and setting them up to be successful, wanting to make sure that they headed down the right path, man. Because, you know, if you don't know, this world will eat you up and spit you out if you ill prepared for it. And college doesn't always prepare you for the real world. And so we all need to sit down together and have a conversation about how we going to come together and go out and save these young men and women. Real rap.
Yeah. You got to do, you like say, man, we do that, man, and keep doing the work, man. Keep building with like minds, do the work. And, you know, as long as you, you know, the youth, man, you stand on truth, man, they receptive.
Absolutely.
Know what I mean? They pray at heart, so they understand if you bullshitting them, this, that, and the other. You know, you stand on truth, man, they're going to be receptive. Some of them, you know, they're going to go around. You can't save everybody. I had to learn that. You know, so some kids just don't want to do right. You know what I mean? You just don't want to do right, it's going to find you because you are what you think.
Yeah, so, believe that.
So I was just going to say something. But it was a nice segue. You are what you think. So if you think about why in his life, he's been speaking a lot of things in existence. And the thing that just really jumped out to me, I never knew. I mean, he was in school with me, so you got that bias, like, you know, Dexter Beck safety. And I'm like, why the best middle linebacker? But I never knew he told Welsh, I'm going to be the best linebacker to ever leave it. And I started thinking, like, well, shoot, Waddle, the best middle linebacker that I've seen come out to you. You know what I'm saying? But then he talk about NFL, hey, I'm going to set it off. Universal make mistakes. Spielman go down. He set it off. I'm standing on my own 10. When he stand on his own 10, he drive down and talk to the youth. And that become his path of football not having dominion. Because you hear me say that all the time, Cub. I tell the young people all the time, once the sport don't have dominion over you, watch how freely you play. You're not worrying anymore. You know what I'm saying? We was always taught like, yo, I'm going to go to the league. I'm going to go to the league. I got to do this. I got to do that. So them coaches knew that. So they use the sport as dominion over you. And they get you to do anything they want.
That's right.
But he won an architecture. I never knew that. Architecture degree. That's powerful. Hey, bro, my God, I love you, man, because I never knew that. And for you to be had the temperament that you got, just abolish the stereotype of especially like a middle linebacker because we're watching the program.
Yeah, the cats don't know about that program.
Matt couldn't read, you know.
The program. Hey,
kill them all. Let the paramedics sort it out.
Hey, that was wild. That was my Mac when I came there. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
He broke that. He abolished that damn stereotype because that's what I thought middle linebackers was Mac. Like just gonna hit you. Ain't no better.
Right.
Yeah, man.
That's dope.
That's dope. Yeah, that's what's up. The program. Oh, hey, yo. I'm gonna tell my sons about that. They gotta go look at that program. I try to put them on Waterboy, man, but they gotta look at that program.
Yeah, let them see the program, man, because it's the realest scene is when Omar Epps came for his visit.
That's right.
Once his ass signed, they won't dare no more. The cheerleaders, the band. Right. That's the realest sign. They caught you. Once they got you, ain't no more smiles.
That's real.
That's right. That's real.
You gotta
be solid right here. No doubt.
So while we have a segment, man, that we end each show with, it's called Shut the Hell Up, I Am Underdog. And what that is something that pisses you off, but you're going to overcome it anyway. Go.
Fear. You know, I hate to see others fear. Just like Hulk talked about, I think that only thing that pisses me off is really fear and weakness, you know. We always speak of, everybody speak and throw around, you know, God, God, God. But if you truly know and be one and know who God is, God and fear don't rely in the same space.
Dog, third eye seen it coming. I'm chill, dog. This is my guy. People don't know. These last two guests we done had saved my life. These my OGs. Like, between Dex and Wyo, them my bros right there.
No doubt. Wow. Well, tell the fans, man, how can they follow you, your socials, your website, bro? How can they keep up with the work you're doing?
Well, we're still working on the website, man, social, man. You know, we restructuring the website, but, you know, Instagram, BA Pro League, I think Twitter, BA Pro League, Facebook, BA Pro League. You know, we there, man. You know,
that'll work.
Shoot messages, we shoot them right back.
Make sure you follow BA Pro Elite on Instagram, man. Make sure you follow that.
No doubt. Well, thank you, brother. We really appreciate you taking the time to chop it up on the lockdown.
Hold on, before we close, Michael Jordan is the GOAT, right?
Hey, Bron the GOAT, baby.
My God, man. I love that. Hey, man, I love you, bro. Man, I appreciate everything you did for a young boy from Hampton, man, and still to this day. In recent years, the messages and the videos you sent me, dog, have definitely helped me and ascended me, bro. So never forget, bro. ADOC is forever indebted to you.
ADOC, baby, my man. Yeah.
No doubt.
People, I appreciate y'all, man.
No doubt. Well, Hulk, make sure you connect us, brother, so we can all get together, man. And it's a lot of work that we got to get done, brother. And no time is better than the present. So while we gonna connect here in real short order, so we can get this work done.
Well, man, I appreciate y'all. Man, I appreciate y'all allowing me to come on, man. Sometimes me talking through a lot of stuff, you know, that's still like therapy to me, man. So I really appreciate
anytime
that.
You want to come on any platform I'm a part of, man.
Yes, sir. Believe that.
You just shoot me a text and be like, I'm ready.
My man. No,
you know, we always on go.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, fans, this has been this episode of The Lockdown with T-Cove and the Ball Hawk. And special guest Wally Rayner. We appreciate y'all. We'll catch you next week. We are out.
All right, peace, man.
All right, bro.
Peace, fam.
All right, bro. All right, peace. Go.